Welcome to the Emily Osman Show, your place to learn how to market yourself online and build a business doing the work you love on your terms. Listen in for simple, doable strategies mixed with mindset tips and candid conversations with other entrepreneurs, all designed to help you turn your ideas into reality and share your passions with the world. Now, let's get into the show. Welcome back to the show. I want to start off with a lovely testimonial slash review that's come through for the podcast. And this one's from Kate Birchall. And Kate says, love this show. 5 stars. Great energy, limited fluff, inspired guests, and real information. Thank you so much, Kate. I really appreciate that one. And if you'd like to leave a review and get a shout out on the podcast, just scroll down past all the episodes and go to where it says ratings and review. You can tap write a review and pop yours in there, pop your name, pop your business name, and I'll give you a shout out on a future episode. Now, it's been a couple of weeks since I released my last podcast episode and I lost my voice basically for a little while. Or when I tried to talk, it would get very, very weak and quiet and then I couldn't really talk much more. So it is back, which is good. And I'm excited to share today's podcast episode with you because it's a different way of looking at really the purpose of your very first course launch. Now, I know that can feel like so much pressure when it comes to launching for the first time. And it means that the launch can really get put off and delayed and procrastinated over, and the decisions and ideas go back and forth and round. And so your online course launch can get delayed for weeks or months or years. So let's take a look at really the purpose of your very first course launch, because you may think that you must make as much money as possible from it and get the most number of students, otherwise it's a fail. Now, really, the purpose of your first course launch or membership, if you're doing a membership like I have with one of my products, the Modern Marketing Collective, is to actually create your course or your membership content with your first students. Now, so many people go ahead and really think that they need to create the entire curriculum and all of the content before they enroll their very first student. And I get it as well. It's like, no, Emily, I need to get it all perfect and in there so that when someone enrolls, they can go ahead and really immerse themselves in all of the content and the trainings and the downloads and whatever it might look like for your business. However, the thing is, when we do this, is first of all, we miss the opportunity to create the content, the curriculum, with our students' input, taking on what they're not clear about, where they need extra help, where their real problems lie, what they perhaps haven't even considered. And secondly, when we go ahead and create all of our course content before we even launch it and have students come through, you're really giving yourself extra work because I'm telling you, you're going to be recreating it. And if you're listening to this and you've already launched an online course before, you're going to probably be nodding your head because online courses, just like websites, are never done. They can always be improved and tweaked and really made as amazing as possible based on our students' feedback. So this is the point of your online course launch. And your very first one is really to enroll a group of students. And you can see it as a bit of a sample group here, so that you can gather their feedback and create the course with them. So you're going to take on their feedback for each part of the curriculum or the content or the course that you are creating. Ask them, hey, does this make sense? How could I have explained this clearer? Is there anything missing for you? And continue to build the next module or the next lesson or the next week's training using their guidance. And the goal here is that you want to make sure that your course works and it gets your students over the finish line and it gets them the result that they are enrolling in your course for. And you can't do that just by hypothesizing and by creating your course and then going and trying to have the biggest launch possible and crossing your fingers and hoping that your course actually works. It's going to feel so much better as well, knowing that, right, I'm going to open up my course and I'm going to now work with my students to create the content based on their questions as we go, based on their feedback, based on where I'm seeing their gaps are. And I did exactly this when I created the Modern Marketing Collective and I did the very first launch of that. So I went ahead and I opened enrollments. I then had a week of orientation so members could get to know each other, introduce themselves. I then created the very first module. And then as students went through that, they gave me feedback, asked questions that I hadn't even thought of. And I actually realized so many things that, okay, I've missed this introductory area that I can add here that I just assumed everyone knew, that we often do when we're so close to our own work and our own industry and niche that we work with. And so it really allowed me to make sure that I answered all those questions and take the course in the direction that my students actually needed. Now, when you do this, you really boost the chances of your students having success. And when our students have success, they are more likely to, first of all, just be absolutely ecstatic about the online course they've just taken and receive so much value for it. But when people are happy and successful, once they've purchased something, they're more likely to spread the word. And the most powerful form of marketing for our business, even when we have online businesses, is word of mouth. And so you want your future course sales to be driven by recommendations and referrals and word of mouth. So when you are making sure that your students are getting results, your course is really designed in the best way possible to help them do that, you are then going to have that very first cohort of students that are just raving about it so that when you go ahead and reopen doors, you have amazing testimonials that you can go ahead and share. And these are really going to be one of, if not the most powerful ways for you to sell your course. And I know that from my courses, people that have been referred by students have been just, they've stuck around for longer. They've been amazing students and they go ahead and buy just from my website as well because they've had that recommendation. And we can use testimonials, written, video, whatever it might look like in our sales materials as well. So we might use them for our retargeting ads. You'll use them on your sales page. You'll use them in your content as social proof and as that sense of comfort for people that are considering doing it to see, okay, yep, I can see that this has worked for tens or hundreds of other people. Let's go ahead and get started with it. So I want you to take the pressure off yourself when it comes to that very first course launch. It doesn't have to be the biggest thing ever. In fact, you really just want to capture enough people to gather that feedback as you create the content and finalize it, knowing that it's going to really serve your students in the best possible way. Take their feedback, gather their testimonials, and then when you relaunch and continue to promote and sell your program, you know that it's going to get results. You're going to be building up more and more testimonials and happy clients and students to go ahead and sell your program for you. Now, I've really been seeing a bit of a challenge and a problem with my community and my students that really wanting to get their first online program out there. And this thing happens. It's that it just gets put off because it feels so unclear and so intangible and so huge and overwhelming around how to get this first course actually happening. What pieces should I put together in what order? Do I need the sales page, the waitlist page, the emails to set up? How do I launch it? What launch strategy do I use? And so I'm creating my own. It's a course that is designed specifically to help you with your first online course launch, to help you really go through the process to get those first students into your course and how to then gather their feedback to make it the most amazing course possible and create really happy students to help then really propel the future sales and success of your online course. So the working name right now is 30-Day Course Launch, and it's designed to help you execute that very first launch and also to get it all set up inside Kajabi. That's the platform that I use for my courses and my membership. And the other problem or challenge that I see people having is just like, right, where do I even start here? How do I get this set up? So I'm going to take you through really just, okay, this is what you click. This is what you connect. This is how you send people to the right pages and make sure they get the right emails. So if that sounds like something that would be really, really helpful for you, perhaps you've had like basically launch an online course on your to-do list for so long, then I invite you to come along. You can go to emilyosmond.com/launch-course and pop your name on the waitlist. So this will be coming in the next couple of weeks. So you can go ahead and get your name on the waitlist. And the very first round that I do with this course is going to be exactly what I've just taken you through in this episode. And I'm going to be taking on my first few students' feedback and insights and input and needs and challenges to build out the content in there. Now, I have my own outline. I have the idea of what needs to be in there. But if you're one of those first students in there, you're going to have the opportunity to really build it out with me. And we'll have some extra coaching and support in there too, so I can make sure that you're getting the results so that when I relaunch it, it's going to be a proven process that you can really step through and have the most amazing success with your own online course. So go ahead to emilyosmond.com/launch-course and pop your name down on the waitlist. If you're listening to this a little bit in the future, then the course may well be available, so you can go ahead and get started in there. And otherwise, I look forward to speaking with you really, really soon. Have a lovely day. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of The Emily Osmond Show. I would so appreciate it if you could leave a review in Apple Podcasts. Simply scroll down past all the episodes to where you find ratings and reviews. Tap write a review and be sure to include your name or business name so I can give you a shout out too. You'll find my latest resources at emilyosmond.com/free. And remember, until next time, connection over perfection. You have got this, and we'll speak soon.